Chapter 25. I need to call it in.
Bobby and Catherine were speaking in hushed tones in the parlor. Bobby had shut up the master bedroom. Then, after a second pass through the residence, he'd escorted Catherine and Nathan back inside. The BPD detectives were going to want to question them at the scene. Now, Nathan sat in the living room staring slack-jawed at the TV as his eyelids slowly began to droop. The kid would be asleep in a matter of minutes. Better for him, better for all of them.
I don't understand. Prudence hanged herself?
So it would appear.
Catherine was still bewildered.
Why would she do that?
He hesitated.
There was a note,
he said at last.
She claimed she was despondent over Jimmy's death.
Oh, please. Prue didn't give a rat's ass about Jimmy, and he certainly didn't pay attention to her. Let's just say they weren't each other's type.
Are you saying
Prue was a lesbian?
Catherine supplied impatiently.
Why do you think I hired her? Anyone else, no matter how old, always ended up in Jimmy's bed, if only just for sport.
Bobby sighed, ran a hand through his hair, sighed again.
Shit.
There's more in the note, isn't there?
It says she couldn't go on living, knowing who really killed Jimmy.
He looked Catherine in the eye.
Her note very clearly targets you.
Catherine expelled her opinion of that in one simple word.
James.
You think your father-in-law killed your nanny?
Not personally, of course, don't be stupid. But he hired someone, or hired someone to hire someone. That's the way he always works.
You're accusing a judge of murder?
Of course I am. You don't understand. This is perfect for him. The police come, they read the note, and they arrest me. Then James turns up just in time to take custody of Nathan.
Bobby tried to sound reasonable.
Mrs. Gagnon.
Catherine, I am not my mother-in-law.
Look, the judge has already started legal action against you. I think we both can agree that given his money and connections, it's only a matter of time before he wins. Why would he even bother to take a chance with murder?
So he can have Nathan tonight.
Mrs. Gagnon.
Catherine! You don't know what he's like. James wants total, utter control of the money, of Nathan, of me. Who do you think told Jimmy I was abusing Nathan? Who did you think probably first suggested divorce? The judge has never liked me. Marianne has never liked me, and now they're going to take Nathan, and they're going to get all the money, and I'll have nothing. I'll be all alone.